So decanting is basically a method for modifying an irrevocable trust. If you've got a revocable trust, you don't need to decant. Whoever has the power to revoke can just modify or revoke it. It's something that's initiated by a trustee. A beneficiary has no power to direct or request or demand a decanting, and it's got to be a trustee with authority over the principal of the trust. The source of power for decanting could be one of three things. It could be the governing trust document itself. The document might provide for the authority to decant and define the scope and process of decanting. Most trust documents you will find to be silent on it. The document could also prohibit decanting, in which case no decanting can occur. A second source of power is under common law. There are court decisions going back to 1940 that have recognized the discretionary authority of a trustee to decant if they have sufficient authority over the principal of the trust. And then finally, state statutes. And state decanting statutes are a relatively new phenomenon, and we'll talk about that in more detail. But first, looking at the common law authority to decant in a little bit more in depth. So courts, the first case to that we think was the first case to recognize the authority of a trustee to decant was the Phipps case out of Florida in 1940. After that, there were a handful of additional decisions in various other states that acknowledged this authority as well, but not that many. There's just not that many court decisions on this. But the theory was, if the trustee has sufficiently broad discretion over the principal of the trust, that would include the discretion to distribute in further trust.